Yeah, so impressed with these. Impressed?
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Yeah.
I've seen this.
Oh, you have seen them?
Yeah. We could use them.
Yeah.
Well, you get them across grass.
I just had one on. It was terrible. Yeah. The draft coming in here.
Yeah.
I put one in this last week. It was not bad. And then threw over here. And that's on an inside wall.
Yeah.
I didn't put it in there.
In our kitchen, we had that from.
I gave them.
Yeah, where'd you get them?
Ace Hardware. You want me to get some of these?
Yeah. Yeah, could I can
you pick them up?
Yeah.
How many of these?
Well,
they don't seem to come very fast. There's two of these things, and it's just real good for them.
Oh my gosh.
In other words, there were six of these things.
I'm half dressed because I'm sort of warmer than if I were just wearing my nightgap, but I'm not really dressed for the day because I'm going to go take a bath and wash my hair and stuff like that today. How would you like some breakfast?
I don't want
that. You don't?
Yeah, well, I know. Well, that's
you want
the package
two you are the biggest. D-O-P-E.
You could use these for alter these.
What is D-O-P-E
spell? What do you do
exactly? No, D-O-P-E does not spell exit. Are you an exit? You're a dope.
You
mean up there? It turns into the ceiling. So we have something over our heads. Yeah. I think that goes in there, doesn't it? Well, I'm going to have some breakfast, Nathaniel. I'm going to have some toast.
I love a cookie.
Oh, don't you dare
start that. Nathaniel, you're not having a cookie, and you know it.
I don't have
breakfast then. Put this little kid in the spotlight.
Why don't we have some eggs and toast? Jeez.
What time is it?
Quarter to nine.
Where's Paul Katie? Come on, let's see if we can find Paul Katie.
How much is it on, Daddy?
Can I show you?
Where's your number?
Something like 10 now. Should be. Here, I'll show you. You have to push down the button for that. Pretty hard to do it. Maybe I have a better way. Just push it forward. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call Katie and wish her a Merry Christmas. Do you want to come and say hello on that? No, okay.
No, let's see. The question is, how many eggs are you, Catherine?
Just
one. How about you?
Okay. Once you go to where it's dark, you can go back. Yeah. Go back in here. Go back in here. It's dark.
I love light. white.
Oh. You want some, what you call it there? Grapefruit? No, you cut some off, I don't want it. Let's see. What do we need here?
Thank you. Daniel? Oops, I almost stopped you. He's putting away the suit.
Crowd in. Boom. Children right off to school. What do you see? What do you see? Show me a few things in this picture. What's happening here?
Penny's there.
It's
on the other side.
Uh-huh. Because the vent, I think it is open.
It's hot,
right?
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It's colder.
Yeah. How do I do it?
Open the thing up. I'll try it up there. The mothers drive to the store to buy food for supper. The grocery man and his helper carry out packages.
Okay, we're now on our grocery list. Now we can go
cut. Okay, listen, Michael. This is going to be go off in about half an hour. If you're still here, would you turn it over? If you're not still here, turn it off. I turned the tape off.
Where are you going?
Downstairs to get my hair cut.
Oh.
It'd be nice if my stairs could be bigger.
Well, this is, yeah, this is a little bit
gasoline
big,
truck.
It's good.
Well, pants on my right.
Gas to service station is still are up.
Because
the laundry man in his truck. Where's the laundry man?
Oh, well. I mean, this is too big for me, actually, but it's nice to
make me sad. Here he is, driving the store laundry truck. The telephone's broken. Off comes the repair truck. Repair the telephone lines.
Telephone.
Telephones are in people's houses, but the telephone, when you talk on the telephone, that passes over wires. And this was the telephone line with the wires.
Okay.
Here comes a tow truck towing a taxi. See the flat tire? Beep beep.
Well, why has a flat tire? What's the man doing in here?
Taxi driver said, I got a flat tire. Hmm? Oh, who are these guys?
Who are these guys?
That looks like they play soldiers.
What's this one?
Throttle bang. The coal truck dumps the coal down the chute. Clang, clang. Coal. People used to burn coal in their garage, in their fireplaces.
Why?
Because it was cheap and readily available. Then everybody changed and started burning gas and oil. And that was a mistake. This family is taking a quiet country vacation. Where is the countryside?
This is the country?
Mm-hmm. Where's the car that drives the Volt's van?
It was driving the car.
Look, you're still not driving right now. Oh.
What's the car doing?
The car's sitting there.
Why? Why
is
the car sitting there?
Is it parked?
Why? See, there's a huge man under it. A man under it.
Where?
Right there.
No, it's still here.
Why?
A busy street. A mail truck stopped to pick up the mail. A man sells something. Sells ice cream. Where's the ice cream truck? Right here. So what's this say?
Ice cream.
Right. What does this say? Baby flower shop.
Baby flower shop.
Look at the big streamlined double decker.
Bus.
Where's this bus going? Can you see? It says right here. Where's that? What's that say?
New York.
Big buses will travel all day and all night while driving to New York. And where's the Golden Farms?
They're taking a drive. Why? They like to.
They want to.
They want to.
But to be. Let's read the dictionary book.
Okay. This is my book.
Mm-hmm. Whose book is this?
Richard's dad's book.
It's a library book, isn't it?
The library book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
This
book is this?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening here?
Do the apple.
What are you trying?
The apple and into the apple cart.
Dingo? Add in? My goodness. What happened here?
A baby walking on the crocodile.
Across the stream, right.
Across the stream.
What happened here?
What happened here?
Piglets. Pickles and the piglets are about to have supper. Piglets are running about.
Read this one.
What's happening here?
What's happening? Read it.
Tom's age is? 5 years.
5 years.
How old is Tom?
How old?
You tell me.
3.
He's 5? He's 5 years old, but he's 3?
Yeah.
Oh. Impossible. What's happening here?
This one.
Oh! Who's this? Alley cat. What's he doing?
He's dead.
You tell me. Come on. You tell me first and then I'll have to read
it. I don't know where to tell.
Alley cat walked all the way along the fence. And who's this?
Who's that?
Sweetie.
Sweetie.
What did he do?
What did he do? From the best place. An alley cat tail.
Putting a bandage on the cat's tail. How about that? Now look.
What?
Father almost missed.
The bus.
Who's riding on the bus?
Who's
that? You know that guy?
What?
Is Dingo on the bus?
No.
And what's this animal here?
What?
Starts with a K.
What?
Kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again.
Kangaroo.
Yeah. Read this one. Badger has put on a pair of trousers. It was so cold out, he put them another pair over them. Oh, what happened here? Who's this driving?
Different car.
What's he gonna do? He's gonna blast off.
Blast off.
Where's he gonna go?
Where's he gonna go?
To the moon?
No.
Where then?
He's gonna drive in the airplane.
I see.
This one.
Mr. Fix-It parked his lorry and went into the shop. Now he is coming back to his lorry. He has a stove on his back. Oh dear. Dingo backed into Mr. Fix-It's lorry. What happened? Did Dingo do something?
He smashed the back.
Back of what?
Mr.
Fix-It's lorry. The muddy footprints belong to Pickles. They are his very own. Always try to remember that you should leave your boots outside the house when you come home. Gus is below Annie and he is singing beneath her window. Oh, sole mio. Alley Cat is hiding where? Where's Alley Cat hiding? Behind the fence.
Behind the fence.
Spooky is standing in?
In the said.
Yeah.
And this one. And this one.
Blow, blows, blue, blown, blowing. The wind blew Heather down the street. The whisk, policeman blues, whistle, stop, stop, you're speeding. What's happening here? What is this? What is this?
A crocodile.
Yeah, and what does this crocodile have in his mouth?
Teeth.
How big are his teeth? How many teeth does he have?
One.
Oh, 11. Oh, here's a good one. Everyone has a body. Why, even Dingo has a body. And bodies have different parts. What kind of tail do you have?
A bottom.
You got a bottom?
Maybe this one.
Dingo. What does Dingo do? The waiter served him a bone for a lunch. Have you ever done that? Have you ever gone to the restaurant in your car or your bicycle?
No.
Uh oh. Dingo. What did he do?
Drove into the water. He did one.
Dingo drove off the bridge into the river. Oh dear, Dingo. I'm just here better. Chips is building a house. What's wrong with that house, Athena?
What's wrong with that house?
Kind of a funny shape.
What's wrong with that house?
Isn't it kind of a funny shape? At the top there.
It's happening at the top.
He keeps bleeding.
Why? Why is he painting?
It must be a very tall building.
It's windy.
Yeah, and what's this?
That tells you. Read this one.
Bump. Dingo drove down the bumpy road. Who did he bump into?
He bumped into.
Who's Dingo? He bumped into? Mr.
Fixer Smiley.
Mr. Fixer. They both got bumps in their head. Oh, God. Glass, okay, climb. Babykins likes to climb. He is a good
climber. He's climbing on top of this.
What is that?
A coach. Mm-hmm.
Uh oh, cool. Bramble soup was too hot to eat. So what did he do?
He got off.
How?
He poured it.
What's this? A fan? Do we have a fan at home?
No.
Yes, we do.
What is this one?
Cross. Dingo stopped his car at the...
Crossing.
Why?
What?
It's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Very good, Dingo.
Now we different.
Dingo crashed into a train. The wind blew Papa Bear's hat into the street. It was crushed by Dingo's car.
It was crushed by Dingo's car. taking a bath?
Because Big Hill is taking a bath and cracked the bathtub. Do you know something, Daniel?
Yeah.
I'm really getting tired. I'm going to take a little nap. Can you believe that? Danger, danger. Where's the sign say danger?
Danger.
See the sign that says danger? All right. Slow down, Dingo. See the danger sign ahead. You are driving at a very dangerous speed.
Go off that road?
Well, he will if he doesn't slow down and stop. Hey, you know what days of the week there are? Let's see. Can you read these days of the week? Look.
What?
That's the first day here listed. Sunday?
Sunday?
Tuesday? Wednesday? Thursday? Friday? Saturday?
So what's he doing?
Oh, he's standing there looking.
So we could go to school.
Hey. What happened?
We were going to bed.
Going to bed?
Going to
bed. We did. You're a bad driver.
We did.
Oh God, there's Dingo. Dude, Alley Cat was painting the direction sign to show drivers which way to go. And Dingo, what did he do?
Knocked it down.
So that he didn't know which direction to go.
Why?
He knocked it down. Guess what?
Going over the paint?
Alley gave him directions. Yeah.
He didn't go right there.
Mm-hmm.
He go like across. Here.
Right, well. What's happening over here, do you know?
What?
Squiggly said, how do you do? Do you want your chimney cleaned? I can do it and not get your house dirty.
E-E-K-E-N-E.
When the film ended, Huffle went out of the cinema by the rear exit. What happened?
It happened.
What did he get caught on the chair?
He's gonna pull it off.
Yeah, he caught his suspenders on the chair. Fact. Dingo is a terrible driver. That is fact. Dingo is driving too fast. What's that sign say?
He's telling them to stop.
It says, yeah, that says slow.
Slow.
That's that one for me. Slow.
Slow.
What happened here? Paw Pig followed Dingo into
the mud
hole. Why did Paw Pig do that?
Why did Paw Pig do that?
Yes, how did he do that? A steamroller flattened Dingo's car. Did Dingo get flattened?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, where's Baron St. Crow flying?
There's Baron St. Crow flying right in there.
What is that?
An airplane hangar.
No, actually, it's a railroad tunnel. That's not good.
A railroad tunnel.
He's flying there, too.
He's flying
Krabby is folding newspapers to make paper hats.
Read this one.
Forget Hingo backed his car out of the garage. What did he do? He
knocked the garage.
He knocked the garage door off because he forgot to open the garage door first.
Why?
He just forgot. The driver is at the front of the bus. Angus is at the back of the bus. Annie is walking forward to the front of the bus.
Where's Angus?
He went off the road.
What thing did it say?
He hurt the car because he drove too fast again, didn't he?
He
went off the road.
He went past the red light. Somebody told him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, read this one.
Tinkle started the engine to make the car go. He is going to take a drive. Hard. Dingo draws up the hard concrete road into the soft.
Mud.
And what's happened now?
He's pulling him out.
Who's pulling him out? Mr. Dixon. Dingo hit an egg van.
Read this one.
Honk honk, Dingo likes to honk his horn.
It's a car horn?
Yep.
Read this one.
The door slammed on Smiley's tail and hurt it. It hurts. He is kissing it to make it better. Polycat draws pictures with a pen and a bottle of ink. It is important to put the ink on the paper. No place else. Doodle Doo has just come out of the shoe shop where he bought new
shoes.
They just fit right.
What is this? A Dutch house?
Where? It looks like a Dutch house. Why does it look like a Dutch house? Show me why it looks like a Dutch house. Mm-hmm. Is it because of the front?
Yeah.
The shingle?
Yeah. Oh,
someone's eating eggs. And what's happening there? Why is there water in the floor?
Read this one.
Okay, there's nothing to read. I'm asking you a question.
Why read it?
I'm asking you questions.
Why read it?
Oh, dope. What's on there?
Water on the floor.
Where did you get water on the floor? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Because they had a flood.
What? I'm going to go wash my hair.
What happens here?
What happens here?
Who was that driving the airplane?
There's some cars.
Where did he land?
On the house.
Why?
I don't know.
Did he make a mistake?
Yeah.
I think so too.
This one.
Barrington Crowe flew into Big Hilda's laundry, which was hanging up to dry.
Huh? turn the sound down?
Down. Letter. Sweet, he wrote a letter to a man in the moon and asked him if he was made of cheese. What do you think? Is a man in the moon made out of cheese?
No.
Why not?
What's a man in the moon?
Well, he don't see him on the picture, but Squeaky wrote him a letter anyway. What happened here? The line, they just painted the line right over the bus. That was a mistake. There's a line of people waiting to get on the bus. Alley Cat is painting a line down the middle of the street.
Why do you want to get on the bus?
He made a mistake.
Because the bus was out in the way.
It was in the way, yeah. Dogo has long trousers. Little long trousers, do you see them?
Yeah.
You point them. Mm-hmm. Tickles eats three meals a day. What's he having to eat? Can you see?
Yeah.
You tell me what those are.
What?
Yeah. Honey, you tell Daddy what they're having there.
Yeah.
Well, look what's on the plate.
What's on the plate?
Are there any, is there fruit?
A squig.
Oh, wait, that's a squiggly. He's measuring himself with a tape measure.
Oh.
He wants to see how long he is. How long are you, Nathaniel?
This long.
3 inches tall are you?
This
tall. Okay, one more page. And I have to go and take a nap. Dingo's car was stuck. It couldn't move. No one else could move because of him. McIntosh moved Dingo's car out of the way.
So these people can get through?
Right. You're absolutely right. You want to do me a favor now?
Yes.
Let me go upstairs and take my nap. Oh, boy.
And turn that up so I could hear it.
Okay.
Morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
What's the news?
No.
Some yogurt?
No.
What do you want? Are you kind of mad because Daddy's going away?
Yeah.
Come here, let me talk to you about it. See, Daddy has to come back and work for a couple of days before we, but we get to stay longer because we're lucky. We get to stay a little bit longer. And tomorrow, Uncle Kurt's going to come and you get to meet him. And we get to open some more presents for Uncle Kurt and Janet. Well, that'll be kind of fun, eh?
Oh.
And you can come with us to take Daddy to the airport today. See the planes, if you want. Will you do that?
No, I'm welcome to the airport.
Okay. What for?
For food.
You can see right here. You can see the needle? Watch the needle. Hop. Plum.
I do it.
Give me my pocket.
Where is it?
You hadn't turned that tape over yesterday, right?
I never turned it over.
Okay, here.
Okay. This
is it. Now the needle goes.
What, sweetie?
The needle goes.
The needle goes whenever you talk. Talk, talk, talk. Talk, talk, talk. Talk, talk, talk.
Why the needle stop?
Because there was nobody talking.
As soon as you talk, it moves.
I do it.
Sing a song. Sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
I want to sing that one.
What song? Which song would you like to sing?
Ring Around the Rosie.
Okay, sing Ring Around the Rosie.
Ring Around the Rosie. Pocket all the posy ashes, don't fall down. More presents,
as Uncle Kurt and Janet are going to bring presents, and we have presents for them.
I'll open the presents
tomorrow.
Those are for
Kurt and Janet. We're
gonna they're bringing them some for you.
And they're going to bring you a present, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We don't
know.
That's a surprise.
They know, but we don't know. Because Kurt and Janet went out and bought you something really super, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's going to be a big surprise. I don't know what it is.
Not
you going to be sad about it? About getting another present?
No. Here's your cup.
What do you want? What do you want? What can we do to make you happy? Would you like a banana for breakfast?
No.
No!
I didn't talk to Grandma.
Oh, well. What a good one.
I'll read you a story. Banana for breakfast.
No,
you don't want nothing.
Okay.
That is amazing. He just wants to say no.
You're full right now. You did it last night.
Okay. And no need if you're full. It's a very dumb thing to do. You're already full. You know, it's really nice out today. You got you dressed, right? You can go out and ride your tricycle.
In the driveway? In the driveway.
No.
No?
Everything is no good.
Why not? What would you like to do if you could do anything you wanted?
I would say inside.
Inside and then what?
Play inside. It would be warmer after a while.
What do you want to do today, mostly?
Stay inside.
Play.
I guess we never did
watch the television. You want to read a book? You want to read a book with Grandma or with Daddy or with Mommy?
I want to read a book.
Shall I get you a good book?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, those mummies work. Okay.
But I want this one.
Okay. Puppy jumps into my lap. Okay, before we read one book.
One book of a time.
One book of a time. Accident! Bingo had an accident. My goodness. What did Bingo do?
Turn
it. Yep.
Why?
Scythe thinks because he likes to bump into apple carts. He turns and he can bump into the apple carts. Old Bingo. Aircraft. Baron von Crow is an aircraft pilot. He's a daredevil who zooms through the air. Be more careful, Baron. A passenger is boarding a plane. Where's the passenger plane? That's one. And this is another passenger plane. This is the kind that we're going to go on.
Yeah.
This kind up here. An RB 1011 or a 737 or one of the big ones. A big jet plane.
Read this one.
Among. Mama divided the cake among the beggars. She gave some to each of them. Poor beggars. Why poor beggars?
Why poor beggars?
Because Mama doesn't make very good cake. Mama always burns her cake, remember?
Mom.
She's just not a very good cook.
Is this Mama?
That's Mama Bear. Yep.
What's she doing?
What's she doing?
Cutting.
What's she cutting it with?
A knife?
Nope.
It's her hand.
Nope. She's cutting it with an axe.
She's cutting it with an axe. What's she cutting with an axe?
Because it's such a tough cake. You have to cut it with an axe.
This one.
Astronaut. Baron von Crow wants to be an astronaut. He wants to go to outer space. Baron, the
astronaut needs a spaceship, not an airplane.
Wow.
Because an airplane won't go far enough to be, to get you to outer space.
Oh,
it says bathroom. Big Hilda is taking a bath in the bathroom. What do you need to take a bath?
Have you finished it?
I don't have a bit more. What do you need to take a bath?
Wash your hands.
Yeah, but what do you need to use to wash your hands with?
Some soap.
Some soap and some...
What?
You need water, don't you?
Need water.
And you need a towel to dry them off.
Need this one.
This is called Believe. The beggar said that they had not had a bath for 50 months. Mama believes that they are telling the truth. How does she know?
They're not sad.
No, they're not sad, but they're very dirty. They haven't had a bath for a long, 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 long time.
Need this one.
This is not. Boat. Mr. Fixit's boat has a hole in the bottom. Water is coming into the hole and filling the boat. It will sink. Mr. Fixit is drilling another hole. Why is he drilling another hole?
Yeah.
Why is he drilling another hole?
The water will come out of another hole.
Is that dumb?
Yeah. Need this one.
Which one?
This one.
Bone. Dingo went into a restaurant. The waiter served him a bone for lunch. You think that was yummy?
Yeah.
Look what Dingo did. What did he take into the restaurant with him?
A hat.
And what else?
And what else? His car.
Are you allowed to take your car into a restaurant?
No.
Dingo, get that car out of there.
You drive it out.
You drive it right out. You put it in the parking lot and you walk back in, please.
Wow.
Because that's what you do in restaurants. You don't drive into a restaurant with a car. Where's the Dutch house?
Who's this one?
That one? Bubble. Bilge is blowing bubbles. A bubble burst on Huckle's nose.
Why?
Have you ever blown bubbles with you? Do you blow bubbles at school sometimes?
No.
Silly, we should buy you some bubble stuff. It's really fun to blow bubbles. Bump. Dingo drove down the bumpy road. He bumped into Mr. Fixit. They both got bumps on their heads.
They're sad.
Itchy. Itchy, itchy. Wipe. Wanna blow?
No. Where's Dingo? I don't know. Who's this one?
Clear. Mama Bear wanted to clear up after dinner, but in clearing the table, she picked up the tablecloth instead of the napkin. That's one way to clear it quickly, Mama.
And this is the tablecloth?
Yeah, look, she's pulling the tablecloth. All the dishes are going off on the floor.
Wow.
That's what happens when you pick up the tablecloth and it has dishes on it, slippers. They all fall off on the floor.
And they all break?
Mm-hmm.
Is it gonna break?
You know it's gonna break, I bet. Cook. Ma Pig is a good cook. She is cooking some soup. How did that shoe ever get into her soup?
Why
is the
shoe in
the soup? Maybe she's making shoe soup.
Why?
I don't know. Crash. Dingo crashed into the train. Cross. Dingo stopped his car at the crossing to let the children cross the street. Very good, Dingo. Sometimes Dingo's a good driver. When there are little kids around, then Dingo tries to be very careful. Different. The piglets are alike. They all look the same. Turkle and Macintosh are different. They don't look at all alike.
Can you think of two things that are the same, Nathaniel?
No. Maybe this
one. Down the sleds, climb up the ladder, and slid down the slide. Nice yeah. Slide sleds. Maybe he's like you, maybe he really likes to slide down slides. Kind of course. Empty. The barrel was full of treacle. It was knocked over and now it is empty. Take your tail out of the treacle, Mumbles.
Yeah.
Well, you know what treacle is, Nathaniel?
What?
Treacle is syrup. It's real sticky. You get your tail in it, then you got a very sticky tail.
Yeah.
Because treacle is very sticky.
It's very sticky.
It is. It's all sugary. It's got sugar in it. It's sticky. Like melted ice cream. Explode. Mama Bear's cake exploded. What did you put in that cake, Mama?
What?
I don't know. Maybe some dynamite.
A pop.
It popped. It exploded.
Why?
And she put something in it that shouldn't have been there.
A pot.
A pot. A tea kettle.
I might change. Carry some of that stuff back like that.
Well, he's going to be doing standby.
Right.
So I think it's better if he not do
right.
If he just take one bag that he can put in it.
Well,
we've got a very big, soft suitcase up there. We could pack a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If it was in
boxes. I think I remember what I was saying. Well, one, maybe the tricycle box.
Maybe. Yeah, well, the tricycle box. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Nathaniel, I'm reading to you now. Fall. Squeaky fell asleep under a tree. Bully tripped over him and had a nasty fall. Yeah. Then an apple fell on his head. Poor Bully.
Yeah. He's crying.
Yeah. He fell. Who's this over here, Nathaniel?
Mm.
Do you need
to go pee-pee?
Yeah. Act like you do.
What's this say?
Whoa.
Right. Dingo is driving too fast. The sign tells him to go slow. Stop going so fast, Dingo.
Sign doesn't, huh?
No, the sign, you can read the sign, huh? So when you read the sign says, slow. Hey, should we just leave the book open right here and go? You can go pee-pee for a second, and then we'll come right back and finish it? Leave it open? Let's read two more pages, and then we can go pee-pee, and then come back.
I won't go pee-pee.
Okay. Can you slide behind me? No. Okay.
Okay.
Did
you have some breakfast?
No. We're reading the book now.
Oh, yeah.
He's full.
Full?
Follow. Paw Pig followed Dingo into the mud hole. Look, where's Dingo? Oh my gosh, what's he doing?
He's doing falling.
Turning over.
I saw that advertisement.
You don't need to buy a present for a kid. Not these books. They're just incredible. For a kid. Here's the other one. Dingo backed his car out of the garage. It's okay. We're going to read it at the end. Grandma's just looking at it. She's going to leave it here.
I got to remember this.
He forgot to open the door first. Just remember Richard's scary. There. Any of his books are good. The big ones. Oh my gosh, look at that. You know what that is? It's a garage. Mr. Fix-It repairs cars in his garage. But he's got so many cars in there, Nathaniel, and I don't know how he's ever going to get them all fixed.
Yeah.
Look, they're all piled up in his garage. He's really got a lot of work to do. You better work hard to get those cars all fixed.
Well, why is it broken?
They had accidents.
This car's not broken.
I bet it is. It wouldn't be in the garage if it weren't broken.
The back is broken.
Yeah, I think the back is broken a little bit.
No, this This is not broken.
No, that's not broken.
This car's not broken.
What's he doing to the roof, do you think?
Driving. And don't go ooh, down the roof.
It's going to be broken when it comes off that roof.
Why?
It's going to bounce. It hits the bottom. It hits the ground.
It's going to go boomy.
Boomy.
It's going to go bounce, bounce, bounce.
Right.
And it's going to bump into the egg truck.
That's not the egg truck. That's the garbage truck.
It's going to bump into the garbage truck.
See right there it says garbage
truck. This way?
Yeah, we're going the right way in this book.
Read this way.
Grow. Haggis grows vegetables in his garden. Macintosh move your finger, eats them so he will grow bigger.
Read this way.
Here. Mrs. Fishhead said, come here. Supper is ready. Captain Fishhead called. I can't. I'm stranded out here on a lock. Where's Captain Fishhead?
Well, he can't because he's stranded on the rock.
Well, Captain Fishhead was in his boat. And the tide went out and left his boat sticking up on a rock. And when a boat is on a rock, he can't go anywhere in it. You're stranded. The blue egg truck that looks like the garbage truck. What happened to it?
What happened to it? It got broken.
How?
How?
Who ran into it?
Dingo. Dingo's face broke.
And Dingo's hat came down over his face.
Why?
Because he ran into the egg truck.
This is Dingo?
Yep, that's Dingo.
Dingo's face broke.
No, it's not broken, it's just that his hat came down over it. That's his hat.
He's all colored?
Yeah, he's all colored.
Why?
Well, because he has different colored clothes on. Richard Scarry colored him in.
He did this.
Honk. Honk, honk. Dingo likes to honk his horn.
Is he colorful?
It's a car horn. Who's he honking at?
That's it.
Who's that? You want to pull the book down so you can see? Mm-hmm. Who's Dingo honking at?
Little Mouse.
Who's Little Mouse?
Yeah.
Probably because Little Mouse is driving at a safe speed and Dingo wants to go faster. Ink. Holly Cat draws pictures with a pen and a bottle of ink. It is important to put the ink on the paper, not anywhere else.
Why?
Where did he put the ink?
On the table.
Oh, he spilled it, didn't he?
Why?
Because he wasn't very careful. Look, who's he drawing a picture of?
He's drawing a picture of a big mouse.
Right. Here's the little mouse that he's drawing a big picture of. He's drawing a portrait of a mouse.
Please. This
one. Keep. Papa Bear gave Mama Bear a new vacuum cleaner to keep. It is to help her keep the house clean. But it keeps running up the walls.
Why?
Oh my gosh. It's a little bit too ambitious, that vacuum cleaner is.
That's running up the walls.
It just does.
And then it went out the window?
It might do that.
Is my phone
break? You can witness this, Mama.
It's leaving it open.
Yep.
It's good.
What's happening here?
What's happening here?
What's happening?
Eggs all over the floor.
Yes, and what else is all over the floor?
Uh-oh, this is all over the floor.
What else?
And
flour?
Flour is all
What thing? What's this over here? Ketchup.
Ketchup.
And the water's running over. They're having a flood.
And the water?
Oh my gosh, what a mess. Mama Bear's not going to be very happy when she gets home.
Why?
She's going to have to clean up this mess.
She's looking in the window.
She's coming home from shopping.
Why?
And when she was away, the three beggars decided to bake her a cake. They were going to surprise her. She's going to be really surprised at what a mess it is.
And what's this?
That's a roasting pan.
Well, why does it have inside it?
Nothing.
Why?
It just doesn't. Okay, Nathaniel, we're going to have to read this book a little bit faster, I'm afraid.
And read this one a little bit faster.
We'll read that one a little bit later.
Oh.
Because we have to help Daddy pack, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's finish this book and then help Daddy pack and then read the other book. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one.
Lazy. The beggars are a lazy bunch of loafers. They just hang around doing nothing. What do you want to read? Librarian. Miss Page is the librarian at the library. She's helping Flossie find a book to read. Do you know your librarian's name?
It's Library Tom.
The library song. Marion, the librarian.
Just a small one?
Mm-hmm, just a short song.
Read this one.
The librarian.
Line. There is a line of people waiting for the bus. Alley Cat is painting a line down the middle of the street. Oh my gosh, what did Alley Cat do?
He went on the bus.
Oh my gosh.
It didn't come off.
You better get that paint off that bus, Alley Cat. That wasn't the idea. You were supposed to go underneath the bus, down the middle of the street.
He wasn't looking
where he was going.
Went right up the bus.
Whoosh, over the bus.
Because the bus was in the way.
Medicine. Some people feel much better. Where's his medicine? Here's the bottle, and there's a spoonful of it.
It's gonna be all gone.
Yep, Dr. Pill is gonna eat up his medicine.
It's gonna get sick.
He is sick. He's gonna get better.
He's not crying.
No.
I got a bunch of
plants
down. Oh, what's happening? What's Haggis doing? Macintosh doing?
So the other people can get through.
That's right.
Why?
Dingo's car was stuck. Clever.
Why?
So Macintosh moved it. It wouldn't go. Hey, let's turn the page.
How about this one?
Music. What's happening?
All the music is coming out.
Yeah. What's Tom playing? Trumpet.
And a piano.
Right. And a
guitar.
Double bass.
And a tuba.
There's a tuba. And here's the banjo.
The banjo on my knee. And this,
Nathaniel, is a saxophone. We turned the television on a couple of weeks ago. There's saxophone music on. Yeah. And Nathaniel said, why the television's crying?
Why the television crying?
It wasn't crying. It was just somebody playing a saxophone.
Sometimes
the
saxophone sounds like that.
Yeah, it sounds real sad sometimes.
Why?
It kind of talks.
Why?
Just the way it sounds.
Oh, what does this say?
Whoa.
Stop.
Stop.
Now. Dingo must stop right now. What will happen if Dingo doesn't stop?
Okay.
No. What'll he do?
What'll he do?
Go into the...
Go into... The pool.
Go into the water.
Go in the water.
He's right at the end of the pier.
Wow.
Just is. Okay, go to the basement. What's Dingo doing? Dingo is oiling his car. The oil keeps the car from squeaking. Squeaking.
Wow.
You know, like our front, the front door in our car? It goes squeak, squeak. Every time we open it, what has to happen is we have to go oil it so it won't squeak anymore. That's right. That's the door that needs to be oiled so it won't squeak anymore.
Let's oil Daddy's car.
That's a good idea. Let's do that when we get home.
Let's oil Daddy's door.
Okay.
What's he doing?
What's he doing?
It's just water, and the white stuff is water.
That's right. It's called white water because it's going over a waterfall. And Moose, is going right over the waterfall in his canoe. His own canoe that belongs to him. Who's in the helicopter?
The helicopter.
Spud's the potato bug?
Yeah. Spud's the potato bug. Somebody else supposed to be the helicopter.
Somebody else is? What's wrong with Spud's?
He's too little.
Well, he's too little to be in there all alone?
Yeah.
It was just a little helicopter.
Who's this
bug? Pick. Mother picked flowers in the garden, and she picked out her very nicest vase to put them in. Now, Babykins is picking up the vase. Be careful. What's going to happen? What's Babykins doing to the vase? He's going to drop it and break it, isn't he?
Why?
Because it's too big for him to pick up. Babykins is pretty little.
That's the mommy.
This is mommy.
Why?
This is.
She's bigger.
She's bigger than baby is.
Yeah.
Mommies are generally bigger than their kids until the kids get to be full grown. But then, like, you know Eric? You know who Eric's mommy is? Who's Eric's mommy?
No, we
did that. Okay. This says place. Tom and Kitty sat in their places at the table. Mother placed the cake on the table. Squeaky! What's Squeaky doing?
That's not a good place to sit.
That's right.
Why?
Well, we don't like mouses on top of our cakeses.
Why?
Because, please get off the cake, Squeaky, and sit at the table if you want a piece of cake.
Why sit at the table and a piece of cake?
That's the proper way to eat cake. You sit at the table. Not on the cake. I mean, you don't sit on your yogurt when you want to eat your yogurt, do you? Right, you just make a big mess. Well, tell Squeaky to get off there, and then let's turn the page.
Squeaky, get off there! Get off there, Squeaky! Squeaky! Get off there! Get off there!
Okay, now, I think you're stepping in things. Shouldn't be stepping in. Okay.
That one baby tear is hanging there. Somebody had enough dirt in there. You just touch it, a little water in there, and it runs out the bottom.
Oh! Present. Look, what did Dingo get for a birthday present?
A scarf.
A scarf?
Mm-hmm.
No, look, what's underneath the bow?
What? A car.
A car with a big bow on it.
Wow.
Somebody put a big bow on it so that Dingo would know it was a present for him.
Is Dingo knowing that?
Dingo knows now. He's really happy, isn't he?
Yeah. Wow.
Dingo likes cars. Race. Dingo is having a race. Who's he having a race with?
Bears and crows.
Who can go fastest?
Dingo.
Do you think?
And bears and crows.
Bears and crows can go pretty fast too. Doodle-Doo went for a ride with Dingo. He's never going riding with him again.
Why?
Why?
Because he's going to be scared again.
Right. Because Dingo is not a very good driver. What's Dingo doing right now?
What's Dingo doing right now?
He's just about to drive off the...
Off the...
Cliff!
Cliff.
This is called a cliff.
Why is he about to drive off the... Cliff.
Because he was going too fast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go slower.
To go slower when you're driving around curves. You can't go so fast around curves. You can't steer your car.
Go off the road.
You just go right off the road. And if it's a cliff, that's really bad. Because then you go off the whole mountain.
Why? He's going slower?
He's a good, he's a good driver.
He goes slower?
Yep.
Then he can go faster?
And when he gets around the curve, he can go faster.
Why?
Yeah. You can go faster when it's straight than you can when it's curved.
He's
what's Dingo doing?
What's Dingo doing? What's Dingo doing? This is what Dingo doing.
What's he doing?
He's backwards.
He's curving all over the street.
Curving all over the street.
You know what it says here?
Yeah.
It says safe. It is not safe to play in the street. Always play on the pavement or in your garden.
Why?
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 Why? Why shouldn't you play in the street?
Because.
Yeah, there might be some terrible driver like Dingo come along and bump them. That's Mama. This is Papa. What's Papa doing?
What's Papa doing? What's Papa doing? Right. Putting the food on top of the TV.
Yes. Why do you think Mama has to put the food on top of the TV?
Why?
Why?
So they could eat.
So they could eat. Because I think Father is watching a football game and he doesn't want to go to sit at the dining room table.
Wow.
So he just gets his dinner right at the top of the television.
Top of the TV.
Top of the TV. Can you say television?
Television.
Oh, that's very good.
Read this one.
Side. Captain Fishhead dropped his watch over the side of his boat. Look on the other side too, Fishhead.
Why?
Mm-hmm, just because you never know where it is.
This is his watch.
No, that's a fish.
This
watch sank to the bottom of the water.
Red light came out.
It fell off his wrist.
Why?
Just did. Strap broke.
Read this one.
You know what that says?
Whoa.
Danger.
Danger.
Blinky is sliding on the smooth ice. What'll happen if he goes over here where it says danger?
Stop.
He'll go right through because that ice is thin over there. And when the ice is thin, then you can go right through it and haul into the cold, cold water. The ice will break.
Why?
Because sometimes when it hasn't been freezing very long, and the ice is too thin to walk on. Which one?
One.
Spill? Father spilled the milk.
Why?
He wasn't watching.
Reading the newspaper?
That's right. You shouldn't try to pour milk when you're reading the newspaper, should you?
Why?
Did you like this?
Yeah. Why? This stems.
Okay.
Dad?
Well, he's sad because he's not getting any milk. The milk is getting all spilled.
Well,
why did the milk get spilled? Because
Father
wasn't watching what he was doing.
This is Mother.
No, that's Baby. That's Baby Pins. Come on, we've got to go help Daddy pack.
Mm-hmm. This way.
Stop. The bus stopped. At the bus stop. Stop crying, children. Why are the kids crying? Why are the piglets crying? Because they had to get off the bus.
Why?
Because they were at their stop. Do you like to get off the bus?
Yeah.
You do? I thought you liked to stay on the bus all the time.
I like to get off.
Okay. What's Dingo doing?
Swimming across the river.
Yes, why?
So car won't get ruined.
Very good.
My sister.
Oh, what's Dingo doing? Where did Dingo put his car?
On his couch seated.
What is that thing Dingo brought into the house with him?
His car.
The thing for him to do is take it outside.
Didn't
you
down the arm?
No, just drive right over the arm and get that car off the couch, Dingo. Dingo. Dingo does the dumbest things.
Is Dingo roll off the couch?
He's going to drive it off the couch.
And then Dingo bump the floor?
Bump on the floor. Whoops. Bump your head. Don't bump your head, Dingo. That's kind of dumb. Yeah. That hurts. Okay, what do you want to look at in this page?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh my gosh, what is Dingo trying to do? Does he think he's a train?
No.
Well, what's he doing?
I'm in the railroad track.
Get off those tracks, Dingo. Only trains are on railroad tracks.
Well,
you know, Dingo, you just can't predict what he's going to do. If there's something you shouldn't do with a car, then Dingo will do it.
Why went across the railroad track?
I guess because he wanted to get over here and drive on the railroad tracks. He wanted to pretend he was a train.
Why?
I don't know. Who knows?
Dingo knows,
that's right. All these lorries, vans, trailers, buses are called transport because they carry things. Dingo has a new red racing car. Look out, all you other drivers. Look out. Oh, that Dingo. What's Dingo doing?
What's Dingo doing? Oh, that Dingo.
Oh, that Dingo. He's driving too fast again.
He went through there.
That's right.
Why?
He's driving too fast.
And see here.
Yeah, and he almost knocked over the motorcycle.
And he dumped this out.
And he made that dump truck dump out his load. He caused all sorts of accidents, Dingo did, by going too fast.
Why Dingo broke the window, the wheel?
Well, Dingo made that garbage truck go too fast, and the wheel came off.
Why?
Just did.
On the other side? On this one?
No, from here. Okay, Boo, next page.
This
says use. Chips was using a sledgehammer to drive fence posts into the ground. Oh dear, what happened?
Why? Because
he
was falling in his car.
Because Chips hit his car with a sledgehammer. By mistake.
He fell out.
And he bounced right out.
We leave this way.
Village. Squeaky is driving his car through a little village. Goodness, Squeaky, what a long car you have.
Yeah. Why?
Look at how long Squeaky's car is.
Look, a truck.
It looks like a truck, doesn't it? It's not that, it's just a very long car. There's such a little mouse.
This is a very long car too.
That's it, that's a very long car.
Huh?
It came apart?
No, it passed a curve to go through the streets of the village. Water. Boats sail on water. Rainwater falls from the sky. Water comes out of hoses, too. Water is always...
Always.
What is water?
This boat is waiting.
That boat is waiting? It's waiting?
It's waiting for the pigs.
Yes, it's waiting for the pigs. The pigs are waiting in the water.
What if...
So the boat can get through?
Yep. Which? Through which door did Hee Haw drive out of the barn? That's right.
Through that one.
I don't know, he just did. Just maybe he likes coming down slides like you do. What happened? Yep, what did he do? He drove his car into the river.
Wow.
Because he's a terrible
driver. Can you read this one?
That says Dingo, past driver. What's this? What's that called?
What does this last name? That last name guy is.
What's the last name of that guy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This guy.
I don't know their names, honey. Do you know what kind of a boat this is?
What?
It's called a gondola.
A gondola?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a boat when you pull that using fish. Did he throw all that fish?
This one.
Zip. Smiley Zipper is stuck. He's trying to unzip it.
Why?
So he can get out of his sleepy suit.
Yeah. Why does his sleepy suit?
It's his sleepy suit. That's what he sleeps in. Just like your sleepy suits.
Why is stuck?
Sometimes your zipper gets stuck too, doesn't it?
Why?
It's broken. What's this say?